Yes, is right now the favourite for the slipper before the barrier draw at 11. And Blake Shin has been out to Rose Hill this morning. Morning to you, Blake.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. The countdown's well and truly underway. Barrier draw at 11. It's an exciting time in Sydney racing.
It sure is, Andrew. Yeah, it's the biggest time in Sydney racing, the Autumn Carnival, and it's great to be a part of it again and have a leading chance in, you know, our biggest two-year-old race, the biggest two-year-old race in the world, a matter of fact. And I'm very excited for this Saturday. I can't wait. And yeah, as you say, I partnered yes this morning, and yeah, full steam ahead for this Saturday. He's going great.
I guess, you know, you're only days out, and I know that the horse has only been with the Chris Waller stable for a little while, and you've only been, I think, on two or three times, but does he give you a positive feel out of the Todman win?
He does. Look, he just did a bit of maintenance work this morning, didn't go out to break any records, but I feel that the horse has taken nice improvement. I think mentally he's in the right headspace. Leading into the weekend, his fitness levels are great. He's really a natural athletic horse, doesn't need a lot of work. He's pretty push button, and you know, as you've seen with his form, he's an untapped talent. He appears to have what it takes to win a slipper. So, you know, let's just hope he gets his opportunity there on the weekend.
I guess, like all of them, they're going to turn up on a rain-affected track. But, look, the horse, I guess, has won on soft ground down in Melbourne. And I think you trialled him on soft ground one day.
I did, mate. Yeah, I trialled him on a soft track at Canterbury, and he's won on a soft before. Look, he worked this morning. I honestly feel the track this morning was as wet as you could get without being unsafe. It was probably, I'd rate it probably a genuine heavy 10. He handled that okay, but I didn't let his head go. I wouldn't like to see the track any wetter, especially for all these two-year-olds, because, you know, a lot of them probably have never seen a track like that, like it was this morning. So, yeah, it will be interesting come Saturday, because there is rain predicted all week. But if it's a heavy 8, I'm comfortable. Any worse than that, I'm unsure.
Understand, but already I can just gauge the way you're talking about yes, Blake, is that he's just a natural athlete. You love to get give me a chance of getting on top of him, and I'm not going to miss out.
Well, that's it. You know, like, these are the races that we all dream of winning. Fortunately, I've won it before with Capitalis. You know, it's great to be getting another chance on a outstanding young two-year-old on yes. I thought his Todman win was excellent. It is the main lead-up. It's the semi-final towards the grand final. And I think he won in flying colours. He beat a quality field on that occasion. And he was first up for some time. And he was only going to improve from that run into the Golden Slipper. So everything looks positive for this horse. I think he's got what it takes. Like I said, the only question mark I've got is on a really, you know, rain-affected, bottomless track. But apart from that, I'm very confident that I've got the horse to win the race.
Good on you, Blake. Thanks for passing that on to our listeners. We look forward to the barrier draw. Good luck with the week ahead.
Thanks, mate. Ta.